Now, what were you asking, Lindsay?
So you said that you dated your masseuse.
Yes.
And then met your wife and still retained a relationship with your masseuse. And I'm wondering how you did that.
Well, you want me to start from the beginning? It was like after a massage.
Okay.
As the waning notes of whatever new age BS she was playing for the massage faded out. And I said, gosh, I forget her name. I'll just call her masseuse.
Oh, my gosh. You don't even know her name?
It'll come to me in a moment.
Okay, sure.
And I said, hey, look, there's a wine bar across the street. I'm going to go there for a drink. And, like, I know this is weird. I don't know if I'm being inappropriate or not. But then this is so strange because this is a person who has seen you naked practically.
Right.
You know, does the thing where she, like, tucks the towel near your butt and everything, and yet it's almost impossible. It's that sort of weird breach of etiquette because she does do a therapeutic service for you, one that is very personal. No, any romantic entanglement would be crazy because how could you give somebody a massage after you were intimate with them?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't
make zero sense. So I was just like, look, do you want to, I'm going to be over here and I'd love to buy you a drink. Mm-hmm. And she went, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
a little weird.
I said, look, I get it. I know. But I'm going to be there. And hey, and if you don't show up, no big deal. I'll still come in for a massage in a month from now or whatever. Mm-hmm. She went, okay. And then she showed up and we had a good time. And then we went out on another couple dates. And then I met my wife.
Right.
And I thought, because I didn't really remember how I was able to, and forgive the term, massage this and become a hero to many. To successfully date, not only to ask his masseuse out, get a yes, date her a few times, then start dating somebody else, yet still retain her as a masseuse.
Yeah, that's insane.
A hero to many.
Not all heroes wear capes.
But I don't know how I was able to pull that off. So, wife, how was I able to pull that off?
Because remember, so I had to talk to Pete. Like, when we first decided that we were going to, like, kind of date exclusively, I told you, well, I have to talk to Pierre. And then because I said you know what? I think I need to talk to my masseuse too. Well, then you started telling me about your masseuse and you're like, you know, I think we went out like on 3 dates and I was like, well, don't you think you should talk to her? And you're like, you know what? I wouldn't have done this in the past, but yeah, I'm going to make a quick phone call to her and talk to her about it.
Cause you were dating Pierre.
Pierre. Who is Pierre?
Pierre from Yuma, Arizona. Pierre was a cop. My wife was dating a cop.
So then you said, you know what? Megan, you're making me a good person. I'm going to talk to my masseuse. I usually would passive aggressively not say anything.
Oh, yeah. I would have ghosted the masseuse for sure.
And so you ended up calling her and you talked to her and she was like, oh my God, it's all good. No worries. Let's still be friends. And so then I think you maybe got a massage from her. I would say like maybe 6 months down the road after that phone call. It wasn't like right after that. And you asked me, is it okay? I was like, oh my God, yeah, it's totally fine.
But if you hadn't been dating Pierre and had to have a conversation with him, I probably wouldn't have been able to see my masseuse as a masseuse. I think that's how it would have rolled out. Also, it was more, I got probably like 3 massages from her and one was a month after we started dating. She's a really good masseuse.
See, I think that would be a little bit weird to still get a massage from somebody that you used to sleep with. But what do I know?
Who knows my body better than me, my masseuse?
But you know, it probably is. But I don't know. You're the first guy I've been with that I just like super duper uber trust.
Yeah.
So it never was a thing. Like it just was never a thing.
All right. Hey, I love you. This is exactly why I love you, but we have to go.
Bye.
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 Yeah, if she had come in cold and she wasn't dating someone, this would have been different. And you see how I also told her that she was making me a good person by forcing me to talk to my masseuse?
Yes.
I did that thing, and then I was able to retain her as
nice
a masseuse.
Nice tactic.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well,
Amy.
Good job. Amy.
Amy was her name.
Okay.
And she is married with a kid now.
Awesome. Just like you.
Yeah, just like me. So all's well that ends well.
That's perfect.
And we'll take a quick break. We have got, if you are in the service industry, and actually not the, you, because you wouldn't call being a waiter in the personnel service industry, the personal service industry, like you would a hairdresser or masseuse, but.